is a presentation of KSL Sports. Hello, Cougar Nation.
Who's open for three? Angle left takes it and makes it. Fusene Traore. And listen to the Cougar Nation.
Every Monday night, we break down the last week of BYU basketball and look ahead to the Cougars' prospects for the postseason. Cougar Nation. Here's BYU insider Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
What's up, Cougar Nation? Welcome in to the final show of the 2023-2024 basketball season. For those of you who have been with us since football, we thank you. And this is the final opportunity for you to call in at 801-575-8255. Obviously, we wish we were talking about a deeper NCAA tournament run. That's not the case, but it was still a memorable season in a lot of ways. And we want to know, specifically, what gives you hope for next year? Can this be replicated? Can BYU get back to the NCAA tournament next season? What gives you hope that that's possible? 801-575-8255. Mitch, I can't believe the season is in the rearview mirror. It feels like we just got started a few weeks ago and another season in the books.
It's been a wild ride for BYU, but it's been a fun season. 23-11 was the Cougars' final record this year. That heartbreak last Thursday against Duquesne in the NCAA tournament left a bitter taste to ending for this memorable season, but there were a lot of good things that transpired for BYU basketball this year, and let's look back on that in our takeaways.
Cougar Nation, takeaways. Mitch and Matt analyze BYU's last week of play and what it means for the next week.
Takeaway number one, BYU exceeded expectations despite that disappointing NCAA tournament loss. Again, 23-11 for a BYU team that was picked 13th in the preseason Big 12 coaches poll, and they finished 5th, and they got back to the dance. They didn't advance, but getting back to March Madness showed that Mark Pope's approach to this roster, he got the most he could out of this team, and I think there's a lot to appreciate from that fact that BYU was back in the postseason and playing for something meaningful in March.
And on top of that, if you would have told me, Mitch, to start the year, hey, you're going to miss Foose for a good chunk of it, and one of your top portal players, Ali Khalifa, he's going to be hobbled due to injury. Oh, and your third-string center, he's going to have hand issues. And other guys are going to be in it. Oh, and Dawson Baker, another guy that some people in the program were saying was one of the best players on the team. He's not going to play. He's going to be hurt. And you still get to the NCAA tournament. That's pretty remarkable. So, yes, it was a very disappointing exit against Duquesne. That's not how I wanted them to go out. But considering all the things they overcame, considering they were in one of the best leagues in America, they finish ahead of Kansas in the Big 12 regular season standings. That's a pretty solid year. Not a great year, but a really good year, and that is a great building block going forward, I would say, Mitch.
And last year, the final season of the WCC, that was viewed as the new year one for Mark Pope because he acknowledged that his first 3 years, they were nowhere close to becoming a Final Four team. He wanted to reinvent the look, the feel of BYU basketball in the Big 12 Conference era. And they basically sacrificed that final season in the WCC as a transition year to get ready for the Big 12. And they maintained most of the roster. But as you noted, there were a lot of injuries. There were some in and outs of the starting lineup. But despite it all, they put together a season that the advanced metrics loved. They dominated in the non-conference. They did everything that they were supposed to do in Big 12 play. And they got to the NCAA tournament. Now, this is not the end game for BYU. I think there's still a feeling of year three, year four of what Mark Pope is building. There's better days ahead, and there's more to be had. But still, I think this was a big leap forward because just a year ago, I think many people thought BYU's not even going to be competitive in the Big 12.
Yeah,
they thought,
oh,
they're going to just get rolled by Kansas, Baylor, Houston. They're not even going to be in the games. BYU was competitive in every game this year. You can question the physicality, you can question the slow start, sure, but they battled for a full 40 minutes in nearly every game, and there's something to be said about that, and I think Mark Pope did a fantastic job getting the most out of this roster that he could. Takeaway number two, though, going back to the NCAA tournament. NCAA tournaments, Matt, they always lead to BYU basketball being tense. I don't know what it is, but no matter if it's Mark Pope, Dave Rose, Steve Cleveland, Roger Reed, you can go Frank Garnold, Liddell Anderson, BYU basketball in that tournament, they just cannot win in that thing. It's so frustrating. And to lose to Duquesne and the way that Duquesne lost to Illinois, just getting thumped, getting destroyed by 30-plus, I think that was made that loss to Duquesne even tougher to swallow, I would say. What about you?
Yeah, and it honestly kind of feels a little bit too, Mitch, with the benefit of hindsight now. The way they lost against Texas Tech kind of set up that loss against Duquesne. Because what Texas Tech did at the end of the Big 12 tournament, where they were just more physical, they pushed them around, they dominated the glass, they made things difficult for BYU. Duquesne just took that blueprint and did it again. And BYU didn't have a counter punch. And it was disappointing to see that happen. And I think the way that things ended in the Big 12 tournament hurt BYU a little bit because there wasn't that positive momentum going into the NCAA tournament. And they had given a blueprint to the Dukes of Duquesne. But you hit the nail on the head, man. It doesn't make sense. It's hard to pinpoint why BYU, of all teams in college basketball, have the most first-round exits. It's hard to pinpoint because it's a different thing. There's not a common thread. This current team, they were pretty athletic. I thought from an athletic standpoint, they were on par with Duquesne. They just didn't execute in the key moments, and they got outplayed. And that's hard to stomach, knowing that, hey, you're probably a better team, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to win that game, but you didn't in the one game that mattered, a do-or-die game in the NCAA tournament. I don't know how to fix it. That's other than just continue to bring in great players and have a good style of play, which they have. It's hard to put the finger on why this has happened so often to BYU in the tournament.
Well, it doesn't help their cause that, you know, half the bracket is not available to them, and you know that's always going to be an ongoing issue. And lesson learned that even in the Big 12, when you think bracketologists are saying 4 seed, 5 seed. Bank on one lower seed line in the future for BYU, just rule of thumb going forward. But I will also add, too, Matt, that the entire Big 12 I thought was underwhelming in March Madness. 8 bids in the conference this year in the NCAA tournament, but only 2 advanced to the Sweet 16. That was Houston and Iowa State, the 2 best teams in the conference this year. But I thought Baylor was underachieving. They didn't have as staunch of a defense as in years past. Texas Tech was a little bit better than expected, but still lost to NC State, the Cinderella story out of the ACC. Kansas was a mess. Kevin McCullough was out. They lose to Gonzaga. Texas gets bounced in the round of 32. TCU lost to Utah State. Kind of a down year for the Big 12, even though the metrics say it was the best league in America. I still think it was kind of a down season for the league. And I think that's one thing to keep in mind when looking at BYU in the future is you can't assume they're just going to naturally take a step forward because you can't bank on Kansas being 10-8 every year in the league. You can't bank on Baylor having no defense. Those teams will restock, reload because they are just replenished with tons of NIL money and hoops. So something to keep in mind there going forward. BYU was very fortunate this season that their schedule in the league was a little bit weaker than some of the other teams. And, you know, but still, I thought the Big 12 should have had a better showing in March Madness. I was a little bit disappointed in that.
One other takeaway on a positive note, I thought this year was a great building block for pieces that Pope can in years 3 and 4 of his plan that he can build around to get back to the tournament. You make a good point. The league, I think, is going to get better and it's going to be harder for BYU to maintain a 5 seed at the end of the regular season. But Dallin Hall took a step forward. Richie Saunders emerged. Jackson Robinson took a big step forward. I thought Foos, the back half of Big 12 play, he was really good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of guys returning. You know, look, portal season is just upon us, and as we found out moments ago, Marcus Adams has entered the portal. He'll be looking for his 4th home in less than 2 years, so anything can happen. But if Coach Pope stays at BYU and retains the majority of this roster. There's great continuity with guys that are continuing to get better. That is a good hope for the future.
It definitely is. And, you know, Noah Waterman told me at the NCAA tournament that he got his waiver. He said that he wants to be back to BYU next season. You know, Jackson Robinson, does he return? We'll get into more of what this roster could look like next season a little bit later in the program. But, yeah, the key pieces, Dallin Hall, Foose, Richie Saunders, Dawson Baker, they all could be back if they want that to be the case. You know, they all have the autonomy to choose their futures and draw up their paths. But I think BYU in the Big 12 and better NIL than people give them credit for, BYU is a pretty attractive spot, and I think they're only growing as they continue moving forward. We want to hear from you, though, Cougar Nation. What gives you optimism that BYU basketball will get back to the NCAA tournament next season? 801-575-8255. We know there's some callers lined up. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. We'll take our first time out and take those phone calls, 801-575-8255. It's the season finale of Cougar Nation right here on KSL News Radio.